Hello, citizens. Welcome back. This is just another one of those off episodes where I do live episode commentary. Today's episode is New Tales from the Crypt Keeper. This is the third season that came back in the 1999, way fucking after the other ones. And they threw the word new, so it's New Tales from the Crypt Keeper. I'm not going to really acknowledge the word new because it just throws way too many titles into the show, so... This is for 312, Monsters Ate My Homework, the second to last episode of anything for TV-wise for Tales from the Crypt. But let's go ahead and, it's just me, just Phoenix West, so let's go ahead and start watching. I can't wait to find out how they ate his homework, or her homework. From November 25th, 1999, long after I stopped watching Saturday morning cartoons. Oh, it's so 90s out now. Oh, God, everyone looks all angular and weird. I don't like this animation style. Oh, they fell in a hole. Okay. Everyone looks like the Burger King Kids Club in this show. You can tell exactly what is the 1999 season and what's not based on the artwork. So different. It's gross looking. This is a long ass theme song. We haven't seen the Crypt Keeper yet. We haven't seen the Vault Keeper or the Witches. Tales from the Crypt Keeper, it says. Oh, they threw the word new with a pink paintball, apparently. It's like a three-story house. Jesus Christ. Windows everywhere. In the roof. That's a weird spot for a window. All right, kid's playing. His notepad is upside down. He's supposed to be doing his homework, I'm guessing, and he's playing video games or he's shooting Godzilla. Late for the bus, you dildo. What do you get for trying to kill Godzilla? Oh, he doesn't care. He's just going to be late. I thought he was going to be all freaked out. This kid's gonna smoke some meth and, like, rock out.
Stage 15 complete.
Excellent.
There hasn't been
a monster yet that could get the best
of him. That sounded like I did that.
Wagner, the school bus is here.
You're gonna stage 15 complete. Yeah, everyone knows the bus just waits for 25 minutes outside your house.
Did you make your bed and clean that room?
He's like that kid from It with a big fat mom.
Sorry. I guess I was just too caught up in my
gets him to be, like, scared of everything, a germaphobe.
I'll clean it tonight, honest. Would I lie to you?
Have a good day.
His mom is Fred Flintstone.
Eat your lunch.
Skinny little wrist, though. Oh, she is the girl from It. He threw it in the bush, and there's lots of rotting food there.
It's as good as gone, Mom. And take care of that cold.
Here he comes.
The bus driver is so fucking patient.
The Prince of Perjury, the Lord of the Lies, Evan Wagner.
Ta-da!
Sit the fuck down, Evan. The Crypt Keeper is the bus driver.
Evan, I've been waiting for you.
He has an oscillating desk fan on his on the dashboard of the bus. Who does that? That is bizarre.
You're late.
That means he's just throwing, like, the air is just throwing the rotting body scent to the back
of
the bus.
It's just that, my mom is real sick, and I've been taking care of things while she gets better. Hi, guys. Who's the new
Hello, Evan.
Real stiff.
Search me. Never seen him before.
So, Evan, how did
he's in the actual episode. This is weird.
What's due today?
I haven't even started.
Gee, Miss Burns assigned that homework, like, 2 weeks ago. She isn't gonna like this.
Hey, you fucking burnout.
The king here. You just give her some rap and buy himself more time. Am I right?
Buy himself more time. Am I right?
Mine comes easily to me.
This is a chubby town.
Excuse, no matter how wild it sounds, and I'll get Miss Burns to believe it.
Really?
Is he gonna crash this bus to kill these kids?
You name it.
Okay, you asked for it. I've got one. Monsters ate my homework.
Monsters ate my homework.
Just name the episode.
Do I sense a hint of...
What?
You're on.
Moron is what he meant to say. You're in, moron. Kid's got a fucking hat, smiley face shirt on.
Whoa.
The big dumb friend. He couldn't So Evan just tripped walking out of the bus.
I don't know about you, boils and ghouls, but I think it's time for yours, Ghouly, to teach our fibbing friend the terror of his ways. A little lesson from the Crypt Keeper's School of Hard Shocks.
Okay, the dildo Evan tripped falling off the last step of the bus. And then he turns around the Crypt Keeper like he caused it, but what, does he have a remove step button or lever in his bus? What the fuck is that? Teacher's a hottie. A big old DSL.
It's showtime.
He'll never pull this one off. Evan, did you complete the homework I assigned?
You little shit.
Yes, I did, Miss Burns, but...
But what? Where is it?
You won't believe me when I tell you.
Try me.
They took it. It's gone, and I worked so hard on it, too.
They? Who are they, Evan?
What's wrong with their voice?
The boogeyman.
They.
The things that come.
Oh, they took it, didn't they?
It's not funny. It's awful. They come when I'm
now
asleep.
They believe him.
Alone in the dark. They come for food, and I have to feed them. Anything I can grab.
Puberty.
Because
he's
if
lying.
I don't...
We all know it. Why are we believing it right now?
Are you trying to tell me that monsters ate your homework?
I knew you wouldn't believe me. My parents don't believe me.
My dad beats the shit out of me. The scars. Nobody believes me. My counselor doesn't give a shit.
Well, in light of this, I don't think we have any other choice.
To expel you.
You have until Monday to redo the assignment. No more excuses, young man. Class dismissed.
Yeah. Oh my god. I just don't get the cartoon. I'm kind of mad at myself that I chose the cartoon to be part of the show, because so far it's 3 out of 7 episodes.
Sorry.
I did the math. It has a 23% chance of landing it on the board, and I've done it 3 times. That is fucking amazing.
The assignment? As if.
What? You mean you're still not going to do it?
Why should I?
Gee, fun is fun and all, Evan. You dodge the bullet for now, but sooner or later it'll catch up with you.
How soon they forget.
He's drinking like
I'm
a
king,
sun-kissed or a 7-Up or something.
Excuse and get out of it all over again.
Well, I can't believe she
playing his video games
one.
With his
me
joystick.
Either. I mean, who believed that
in 1999
could get the better of me?
Yeah. I'm fucking Evan. This is supposed to be like a masturbation allegory, right? He's just cranking away on his joystick,
sec,
watching his computer.
Something's going on here.
Worried about the sticky stuff under his bed.
This is gonna sound crazy, but I think there's something under my bed.
Ooh, maybe it's the monsters.
Yeah, monsters.
I'm just typing shit up right now because I'm bored. So that's what I'm doing. So an orange monster with red hair grabbed him.
It's real! It's after me!
What, the monsters?
Oh, he's cutting his toenails like a fucking, like a real cavalier. I don't like it. He's like cutting from the side. Fucking psychopath. Oh, we got a purple one out of the closet. Okay. The orange one looks like a gargoyle. Get some horns. They're just staring at him, waiting for him to end the phone call.
Later.
Dale, wait!
I'm gonna go be back alone now. The freeze frame right there was the picture from IMDb. Oh, grabbed his face and pulled it back in, shut the door. His parents must be like on fucking like hardcore drugs to be sleeping through all this. Or they just don't give a shit. They're gonna make him do his homework to eat it.
We have many more stops to make.
Many more stops to make.
Where's what?
Don't play coy, boy. The homework. We're starved.
I'm gonna shake up the bingo ball right now. The bingo hopper. Getting ready for after this shit. Hopefully, I draw a real episode of Tales from the Crypt. If I draw a third cartoon in a row, I'm gonna be real fucking mad.
Mr. Ferrell.
You're monsters.
He's sitting on the bed and it's all like up in the air on Evan's end.
Monsters, to be exact.
But, monsters aren't real. They don't exist.
Aren't real, he says. That's rich.
It is to laugh. Monsters are.
Let's eat his balls. Yes.
All different kinds.
You got the pet eaters, your bike eaters.
It's like, real monsters, only real shitty.
Like us. Which brings us back to why we have paid you this visit. We have received information that one Evan Wagner.
Which is you?
Did willingly and with malice aforethought accuse us.
Which is we?
Of eating your homework. Since no such homework has passed our collective lips, we fear that you may have misrepresented the facts. You see, Evan, children down through the ages...
Lucis, the orange guy, has no pupils. He just has yellow, blank eyes, like ping pong balls, and freaky looking.
I just can't stand kids lying about homework.
At least Mr. Farrell has
but
pupils.
I don't have any homework to give you, really.
That is a
he sounds like he's voicing like a... one of those anime cartoons.
Mr. Ferrell and I will be forced to eat whatever we can get our hands on. If you catch my drift.
No, wait. Hold on, you guys. You don't understand. A monster did eat my homework. It just wasn't you. It was a weird, horrible, flying bag of bones that swooped in through the window and took my homework.
He's looking at the video game, talking about that. This monster literally has drawstring shorts, like twine wrapped around a potato sack for shorts. They're not really getting paid well in the monster community. Motherfucker can't afford cargo shorts. He looks like the Incredible Hulk, only with a shoestring tied around it for a belt. And is Mr. Farrell nudie? The fact that one has shorts on makes me think the other one is just nudie. Yeah, he's nudie. Yeah.
You don't need me.
On the contrary, we have suspected said Skeletal of muscling in on our territory for some time now.
There's an advertisement popping up for the Rogues Bugs Bunny Roadrunner movie on Spin Cycle. All right, it's gone. Oh, it's like that Howie Mandel movie.
No, please, let me go.
Yeah, sucking him under the bed. Monsters under the bed. Remember that movie?
Let us locate Skeletal.
Little Jackie Paper.
What is this place?
It's what bad dreams are made of, kid.
It's what bad dreams are made of, kid.
We cannot have our meal ticket turn into some other monster's meal.
I'm from New Jersey.
We're gonna fuck you up here, kid.
When that happens.
He got you by a toad. Motherfucker got you by a toad.
All right, Edmund. We saw that. Glove him up. He's ours.
You heard us,
Edmund. He sounds like Nathan Lane in Lion King. Oh, shit. The toad doesn't give him. Oh, he spit him up.
Thanks.
He's ours.
Alive? I'm alive.
For the moment.
And only if we get what we want, i.e. the homework.
Hope this kid dies. Hope he dies horrible.
By the by there, Edmund, you wouldn't happen to know the whereabouts of that snake in the grass Skeletal, would you?
He spit up a newspaper? What the fuck is this thing?
According to this,
some weird little swamp creature that just spits up whatever you want, apparently.
Dead again.
Again.
Apparently the tragic victim of one of Anthrax's feeding binges. He will not be missed.
How could he have stolen your homework when he was sleeping with the fishes?
You haven't lied to us, have you, kid? Huh? Have you?
No, but come to think of it, just after Skeletal stole my homework, he was attacked by
some didgeridoos in the background.
Scarier monster.
The fuck was that?
It must have been this Anthrax guy.
Well, there is a bright side to all this. Anthrax doesn't eat homework.
So he's probably stashed it at his place.
Let us go.
These guys are like Wait, fucking crack addicts. Like, where's your fucking homework, man? Let's go all over town and look for your fucking homework, and we're gonna get your fucking homework, and we're gonna fucking eat it, alright? Your fucking homework, man. I'm gonna eat your fucking homework, bro. It's getting eaten. Just give me the homework, man. Just give me the homework.
Anthrax does not like to be disturbed.
Disturbed.
A beast of business, and we have business to propose.
We have business to propose.
As long as he has the homework. He has the homework, right, kid?
Yes, of course he has it. But what if... Oh, I don't know. Anthrax says he doesn't have the homework. What if he tries to pull a fast one? We won't let him get away with that, will we, guys?
Certainly not.
Certainly not.
We'd have to up the ante.
Yes, but what could we poor, humble homework eaters have that terrible flesh-eating anthrax...
this is so boring. At least this one has, like, some sort of story that a kid could follow. The last one had nothing. Fucking nothing to offer a child. This one at least has something going on.
You guys can't just hand me over to anthrax.
Why not?
Because it's inhuman.
Well, duh.
We're not human.
We are inhumans, are we not?
Whoa, delayed reaction there for Lucis.
Lucis,
whatever you say his name.
I've got something I need to tell you. You can't trade me for the homework.
Sure we can.
That way, everybody gets a square meal.
What the fuck is Anthrax going to do with a child, a human child? I don't even want to know what's going to happen to his body.
You guys don't get it. What I'm trying to say is, there isn't any homework. There never was. I lied when I told Miss Burns that monsters ate it. I lied when I told you Skeletor took it. I lie about everything.
We know. We read your file.
You have a long history of fibbing to save your skin.
But it ain't gonna work this time.
This isn't a lie, it's the truth. Would I lie to you?
Zippet, he's here.
Zippet, he's here. Yes.
Right, Anthrax is five times the size of these guys, all right?
Evan.
This gets terrible.
You're here to propose a trade. A kid for the homework.
You know, the homework that Skeletor had on him.
When you saw fit to consume him the other day.
Skeletor barely had any meat on him.
What?
Let alone homework. And as a result, I find I'm in the mood for seconds.
So they're there for homework that they know the kid is lying about, but they're still asking for homework from the Anthrax.
Excuse me?
There is no homework. You lied to us?
Yes.
He just said, you just had the conversation.
I just should have tried harder and sooner.
You mentioned his file. I was a liar to save his skin. What the fucking shit is going on?
Which, under the circumstances...
This is so infuriating.
Much longer.
Kids are not this dumb.
Yes. Our information was inaccurate. Please forgive us for disturbing you. Hey, forget about it. Could happen to anyone. But since you're all here, how about coming in for a bite?
I like hearing his fucking throat.
Every monster for himself! Which one is the interspatial rift between that which is our world and the kid's bedroom?
Now what?
The door out of here!
What? There's no doors. Oh, okay, I guess. I thought those are holes. They all went in three separate doors like fucking Scooby-Doo while Anthrax is chasing them, smashing his dumb fucking head into the wall. Now there's a slide that they're all going down. Apparently, this dimensional rift is a real fucking fun time. If all the doorways lead to the same slide, why do you have different doors? Now they're like in a vat of oil.
Did we lose him? Is he gone?
It would seem so.
Oh, Anthrax is ahead of him. There's no winning here. Fuck this place.
Battle faster.
Oh, don't quote it. Oh, Jurassic Park. Oh, they flew up in the sky. Now they're back under his bed.
Hey! We got away! I'm home! Man, am I ever glad that's over.
As are we, Evan.
Up next, Class of the Titans. Whatever the hell that is.
For all of us. One that we will gladly bring.
What station is this on? It's a big T.
As soon as we get what we came.
Tune? I'm guessing.
Come on, guys. I told you. I lied about everything. I'm sorry, but there isn't any homework.
You're gonna do it.
Not yet, there isn't.
Yeah, yeah. We all knew it was gonna lead here.
For homework, and homework is what we will have.
You can half-ass it, dude. You don't have to actually do your homework.
You will start with 20 or 30 pages of English literature.
Hold the Shakespeare.
Followed by 50 columns of math, 2 cups of chemistry, and the side of phonics.
It doesn't have to be correct. Just don't do it right. He's going to tell the truth now. I'm not going to believe him. Boy, you cry wolf shit. Get it?
Good morning, Evan. Do you have something for me?
Yeah, here you go, bitch. Sit and spin.
Never topped that last excuse.
The assignment? Oh, yeah. Here you go, Miss Burns. Sorry for getting it in so late.
He did his homework. He did a lot of homework.
I must admit, I didn't quite expect this.
Lots of dick pics in here. You draw quite well. The pubic hairs are amazing.
Monsters ate my homework.
No, believe me, Miss Burns. My fibbing days are over. I've learned my lesson big time.
That's good to hear.
Oh, we have a lesson. It's fucking Full House now. Let's talk about our feelings now, Evan.
Well, I guess I found out the hard way that one lie always leads to another. But pretty soon, you've created a real monster.
They're waving at him outside the window.
Oh, yeah. And if it's not too much trouble, could I get a copy of that?
2 copies? Make that 2 copies?
I guess you could say that. Thanks to his monster.
Kirkkeeper's sitting outside the fucking school in a school bus like a real fucking pervert.
He found out that lies have a way of.
I don't like him with hair. He's balding. It's like starts in the middle, like the back of his head, the middle of the back. He goes down all shaggy. He looks creepy as hell. He is touching some kids with those bony ass hands.
Until next time, this is the Crypt Keeper saying, creep out of trouble because I'll be watching.
With all 2 teeth. All right, that's over. Let's go ahead and mute this down a little bit. All right, well, that was fucking terrible. Better than the last cartoon. Probably the best of the cartoons, actually, which is surprising because it was the later season that came out. So maybe they had more time to fix their shit. Unfortunately, it didn't last. Or fortunately for my case. Can you imagine if this was on from 93 to now? How many episodes I'd have to watch this fucking show? It'd be incredible. It would be an incredible waste of time. Just, I'd be so fucking angry. But all right, let's head over and check out episode 7 of LIW Tales from the Crypt review for Monsters Ain't My Homework, episode 312 of Tales from the Crypt Keeper. Oh, I'm out of breath from saying that. But I'm going to head out of here and head back over to the main feed. So go check out liwstudios.com. Check out all the shows there. These, I'm not sure when they're going to be released or if they are. I have no plan for this, but I'm still recording just in case. But until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.